I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Emily Herring, Marshall County Conservation Director. How you doing today, Emily?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month. There's always a lot going on with you guys, and recently I hear you won a couple awards.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to receive the Isaac Walton League Conservation Award. We actually got second place, and that may not seem so glamorous, but one of the things about it is that we are ranked with counties that are 20,000 and above. So that means we were going against Polk and Lynn and Story and all those big counties. And what it's based off of is how much habitat work that we do, whether that's land acquisitions or planting prairies or planting trees. And so comparable in Marshall County, when, you know, we have a significantly smaller staff, smaller budget than those counties, we actually came in second place. And so it's just really cool to know that even though we're small, we're pretty mighty, and we have a group of employees and board members that are passionate about what they're doing, and for them to get a reward for that is, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, well, we might be smaller. We have probably more land to work with, though, here in Marshall County than Polk.
Well, yeah, I'm not 100% sure how many acres Polk has, but we have over 3,000 acres that we manage. And so oftentimes some counties, well, a lot of counties do have less land than what we have. So it, in general, it's just, it kind of depends on the county, but in, you know, budget-wise, they have a bigger budget than we do.
Yeah, that's for sure. Emily, how big is your staff that you have?
So we have 7 people, including myself, so 6 employees. There's 3 of us at the Nature Center, the administrative assistant, naturalist, and myself. And then I also have 4 staff members over in our maintenance department. So a park ranger, operations supervisor, natural resource manager, and 2 maintenance techs. So,
are you full staff right now then?
Yeah. Yep. We are full staff right now. We all keep fairly busy. In the summertime, we add additional staff, usually almost double. We add about 5 to 6 more employees, depending on how long they're able to work for. Sometimes when we hire college students, they're only able to come in, you know, end of May to beginning of August. And so that allows us to hire maybe a couple. But it kind of depends on the budget year as well. So it is, we keep busy. We would love to have a couple other positions to help with some, you know, outreach coordination and volunteer coordination, things that are really, really valuable to us, and kind of things that get put on the back burner because we just don't have time to do them.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the Friends of Marshall County here in a minute. Want to talk, I think last time you were here, you were kind of, didn't know exactly when you were going to shut off some of the shower houses at campgrounds. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so we ended up having to shut down the shower houses this last week. There's kind of some rules of thumb that when it drops below a certain temperature for a certain period of time, then we need to go ahead and close those down. And with this last cold streak that came through this past weekend, we had to go ahead and close down the shower houses. At Greencastle, I do believe the upper campground water is still on and the dump station is still on. And at Timmins, the faucets, hydrants are still on as well. So if you're self-contained, you are able still to camp, just the shower houses are closed.
Okay. All right. That's a good update. Joined today with Emily Herring, Marshall County Conservation Director. You mentioned before we came on, you're doing a bird count of something coming up here.
Yeah. So every year we participate in the annual Audubon bird count. It's been going on, I think it's like 125 years. Marshall County had a group and then we didn't for a while. And we started a group up about 4 or 5 years ago. And so what it is you volunteer to spend the day looking for birds, and you just count as many birds and identify as many birds as you can. And then we report those. And so it's one of the longest. It is the longest running bird count in the United States. And then they use that information and data to kind of see what bird populations are doing. For us, it's a good day to get out in the field and just kind of see the wildlife and you know, what's moving through. It kind of depends on the day we calve. If we have a nice day or if we have a crummy day, it can affect the populations. But in general, you know, if you continue to do the same locations and the same routes, then you're getting a really good historical data on what can be found there.
Okay, did you say there's a group that's meeting then? What day is this coming up?
It's December 18th, so it's a little ways out, but it is we kind of encourage people to do it all day long. They can contact the Nature Center to get signed up if they want to be in a group. We can team you up with more qualified birders if you're not a strong birder. You know some birds, but would like to learn more. We have people that we can match you up with. We have binoculars for you to use if you need to use them. And if you don't want to leave the comforts of your house and you have bird feeders, you can also count your bird feeders at your house. So there's lots of options there to record. The big thing is that you just need to get signed up so we can get you the documents.
Yeah, my grandma had a ton of bird feeders and all over her deck and then in her garden as well. So she would just sit on her deck and look at birds. What would you expect them to see here right now looking up in the skies?
Yeah, so we're
gonna, other than the northern lights.
Yeah, wasn't that amazing last night?
Incredible.
Beautiful. So we're seeing some raptors migrate through. We're going to have some different hawks in the area. But I noticed the other day I saw my first junco. So we got our winter species that migrate down from the north are going to be coming in. Some of our... of course, all of our neotropicals and our insect-eating birds, for the most part, have migrated south. As long as the water stays open, we'll still have waterfowl sticking around. But as soon as that water starts to freeze up, then they'll head south. So right now, we've got kind of a mix of things, I would say. But for the most part, all those warm-loving species are out of here. And we're just going to probably wait till the water to freeze. And once that water freezes, then those waterfowl will be gone as well.
Okay. All right. You know, we've been doing that for over a year now, so we probably got every month mapped out of what people would see if they look up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun thing to do.
It's easy.
It is. It's like one of the largest growing activities in the United States is bird watching and bird feeding. And it is, you can do it for free. There's, you know, you really don't have to have money or a, you know, you can do it in your own yard. You can do it while you're driving a car. Like there's sons. Well, don't be distracted driving. But, you know, when you're driving, you can't help but sometimes notice, oh, there's a hawk. But, you know, it's something that you can do anytime.
Yeah. So, Emily, we have completed the first summer here with the new shades up out at Grimes Farm. How do we feel like, especially the live and local concerts, how do we feel all that went this summer with the new shade?
We had a great summer with the live and local concerts. The shades were well received. We had, I think it was Standing Hampton that we had over 500 people out there for, and those sales make such a huge difference in providing that shade for people and the comfort for people. So it made a huge difference. Actually, our staff today is taking them down today and putting them into winter storage so that way they'll last a little bit longer. But we were so lucky to be given that gift. And of course, that was part of the Matthew Perkins Memorial.
Yeah, and so those live and local concerts put on by the Friends of Marshall County. Tell me a little bit about the Friends. How could someone just get more involved and maybe learn more about this group?
Yeah, so the Friends is an organization that you can donate to and become a member of. Or if you want to take a step above that, you can become a board member. Board members, we meet once a month. And board members do a huge range of things. We have some that do do the Friends website. We have some that help plan the live and local concerts. We have some that write grants for us. And what that does is the Friends kind of, we give them some ideas on things we'd like to see happen either in our parks or a project. And then they're really an awesome group of people that get motivated and they go and make that happen for us. So like the live and local concerts are funded by the Friends. They get donations from like the Ann Z. Kaiser Trust. And so they go and search out those donations to be able to, for those things to happen. Because again, we have a budget that we have to work with. And oftentimes it doesn't include those, it doesn't include those extra little things.
Yeah, yeah. So, Emily, are you going to go out and watch the Northern Lights tonight?
Yeah, I heard it may be more difficult because it's cloudy. But we were out last night checking them out. And if they're out tonight, it's supposed to be brighter tonight as long as the sky stays clear.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Emily. Well, I appreciate you stopping by and we'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, have a great day.